Top tonight so far. All right, put those hands together. Help us out now.
I got a message. I got a song.
Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on.
I'm
congratulations. Because tonight when you come to see Third Day, you are not just going to see the band, you're going to be in the band. Tonight we are going to make everybody in here, and I mean everybody, from security to the dude selling the hot dogs, to everybody down here front to back, side to side, everybody is an official background singer for Third Day. Congratulations. Shake your neighbor's hand, say congratulations, you're in the band.
Congratulations.
Now, to be a background singer for Third Day, you gotta be able to do three things. Everybody say three things.
Three things.
Everybody say number one. Number one, to be a background singer for Third Day, you gotta look good. Y'all look good tonight. You got that going. Say number two. Number two, to be a background singer for Third Day, you gotta be able to sing. Can y'all sing? Let me hear you sing now. Me, 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 me. Not bad, not bad. Now everybody say number three. Number three, to be a background singer for the day. You gotta look good. You gotta be able to sing. Number three, the last but most definitely not the least, the thing that I really wanna know, Chicago, is this. Can you dance? Do you really think you can dance, Chicago? It's real easy. All we're gonna do now, all we're gonna do is step to the side and clap. Step back where you came from and clap. Everybody, one, two, everybody, step this way. Step, clap, clap, clap. Come on, y'all. Hey.
Yeah.
got us a rowdy crowd in Chicago tonight. Man, I gotta tell you, is there any future musicians out there, people aspiring to be in, you know, bands? I gotta tell you, I'll give you just a little bit of rock and roll 101. Just a little lesson that I have figured out tonight. Before you go out on stage, Chicago, you listening? Whatever you do, before you go out on stage, if you're gonna be an aspiring singer, do not eat a big old steak dinner. Just don't do it. It's hurting me right now, I'm telling you. Front row, you better watch out. Be careful. All right, let's rock it. Tell me how to slow down everything I know that I'm always going nowhere. Tell me how to slow down and I know that I'm going too fast for my own good. Tell me how to slow down and the way is leading to a dead end. Got quite a few Twitters about people being here, so thanks for everybody who Twittered us about being here. Some of you are really excited about that, some of you have no idea what I'm talking about. It's all right, no big deal. It's like Facebook for your phone, basically. Man, it is so good to be here, y'all. Thank you so much for having us. We are so excited about being here tonight. Johnny, turn up the lights. Let me see the beautiful people of the Chicago surrounding area. There you go. Good looking crowd tonight, man. And believe me, I don't say that every night. I know you probably think that's one of those things lead singers say, that he says that every night. Listen, believe me, I don't say it every night. Y'all look good tonight. there any old school Birthday fans who want to go back with us? Anybody here that considers yourself a new school Birthday fan? Anybody? Like five? All right, great, awesome. We need to make some new fans too. This goes back from all the way back to 1996. You know the record with a bus on the cover? If you've seen that. Let's see if anybody remembers this one.
I am a thief. I am a murderer. Walking up this lonely hill. What have I done? I don't remember. No one knows just how I feel. And I know that my time is coming soon. It's been so long, oh, such a long time since I've lived with peace and rest. Now I am here at my destination. Thank you.
Father in heaven, we love you. We gather here tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, your children gathered here to bring you praises, Lord, to lift you up. Your word says, and you promise that when you are lifted up, Lord, that you will draw us all closer to you. Lord, draw us closer to you tonight and closer to each other. I pray that you would bring freedom tonight in Jesus' name. I pray that you would bring healing tonight, strength and peace and joy, and comfort and forgiveness. Lord, bring us your love. Help us to be reminded that the word says, how great is your love for us that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. So, Lord, we are thankful tonight, your children. We praise you. Lord, thank you. We ask all this in the awesome, beautiful, amazing name of Jesus, and all of God's children said, don't know about you guys, but man, I got a lot of friends. Seems like in the past year or so, that are going through some hard times. Not just not just because of the economy and a lot of lost jobs, but so many things going on right now in life. That's just, you know, it's part of life. Going through the good times and the bad. I think a lot of times we're on this life journey, we're, you know, kind of walking down this road of life. Sometimes things are great, and then all of a sudden, you know, before we know it, we kind of reach this dead end, and we have no idea what to do. It could be with your job, it could be with your family, it could be with school, it could be whatever situation, it could be a church thing. Tonight, I know there's some people here struggling. I know there's some people here going through some hard times. There's no doubt with a crowd this size. Now, don't get me wrong. We are here to celebrate, and we're here hopefully to encourage you and lift you up, but we've got to think about this. We've got to pause and stop just for a second, because for people in those times of trouble, in those times of trial, the Word says we've got to remind each other. We've got to remind each other about our first love. Remind each other that we have a Father in heaven who longs to hold you and to help you through that tough situation, through that tough time. And sometimes, tonight might be the night. I don't know if you realize it, but this is more than just music tonight being played here all day. There's some great artists that we've seen. Some of our favorite artists have played today. And it's amazing to be able to share the stage with them. But I can speak for all of them, I hope, when I say that for us in our lives, it's so much more than just the music. There is a reason that we make Christian music, and that's because we want to share the love of Jesus, and we want to share with people that when you're going through that hard time, He wants to hold you. He wants to give you strength. He wants to give you wisdom and guidance. Tonight, man, might be the night that you need to just pray and ask God for revelation. Just pray and ask for direction. Just pray and ask for strength. Whatever it is that you might need tonight. most of all, I believe in love. Does anybody in Chicago believe in love? If I had the strength to move a mountain, would you be amazed by all of the love? Yeah. I guess it would not be much if I did not have love. This is what I really want you all to say. I believe in a faith that's strong. And I believe in a hope that carries on. And I believe in these things and more. Everybody get out your cell phone. Let me see your light shining. Hold it up high now. Come on. You know, the band got a little loud. I couldn't hear you. Dave, give me that funky beat. I gotta hear that. Chicago, one more time. Let's see how this goes. Well, I believe in love. It's your turn now. Come on. Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, that's good. Y'all sound good. Prodigal son song or story. It's called Runs to You. Oh, Somebody up front here is screaming for a song, and I don't know if I remember how to play it. Let's see. We'll just play a little bit of it. How's that? You want to sing the girl part? Get on up here. Get up here.
What?
Somebody help her up. Help her up on stage. Let's get her a microphone. You need the words? I'll help you. What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name?
Nicole Lila.
Nicole, I can tell that you're shy. We're gonna do like maybe a verse and chorus, and
I don't know the words.
I'll help you. Ty, you can whisper the words to her, Ty. She doesn't know all the words. She wants to sing, but she doesn't know the words. That's good. That's great. Well, today I found myself after searching all these years. And the man that I saw wasn't it all I thought. I was lost when you found me. I was lost when you found me here.
I was broken beyond repair.
Then you came along.
Then
you sang your song.
You sang a song. Yeah, something.
Feels like I'm born again.
It feels like I'm born.
Make a promise to me now. Here we go.
Make a promise to me now.
Reassure my heart.
Reassure my heart somehow. That the love that I feel is so much more real than anything.
Yeah. I have a feeling in my soul. I pray it won't be long.
And I pray.
That the life I have now is only
the beginning.
It feels like I'm born again.
It feels like I'm born again.
You forgot your gum. She doesn't see. Here, you forgot your gum. Here you go. All right. That was awesome. Great job. It doesn't always work out that well. Well, we got some. Just check it out on YouTube, you'll see. That was great. I hope somebody YouTubes that for you. There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, love for the broken heart. There is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing, He'll meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. There's hope, we all say. There is hope. Yes, Lord.
Much about us. Our name is Third Day, and we've been around for a long time. We're from right outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and we've been together for 17 years now. And God has been really good through these 17 years or so of us making music together. He has allowed us to do some pretty amazing things, to meet some really great people, and to have the honor of traveling across the U.S. and all around the world to be able to gather with brothers and sisters and to sing about Jesus and to sing His praises and to just share our faith through music. And it's been an honor to do it. And I got to be honest with you, I didn't realize we would be able to do this for so long. I remember when we put out our first record in 96, the just classic, awesome Christian rock band Petra was celebrating 20 years of being a band. When our first record comes out, they're celebrating 20 years as a band together. And I remember praying to the Lord and saying, Lord Jesus, please do not let us be together for 20 years. I just do not want to be a band that long. But we were really close, and now I'm going, Lord, just give us a few more years. I'm having so much more fun than I ever have before. And I think on this side of it, we appreciate it so much more now than we ever have before. And in a way, honestly, I mean this. I almost feel like we're just getting started, y'all. I feel like God still has some plans for us, and we love being able to share with you guys that He has a plan for you. He has a plan for every single one of us here. He calls us to have a relationship with Him. He calls us to spend time with Him daily in the Word, to seek Him in prayer. And He wants us to spend time with Him because, yes, He is a jealous God. He gets jealous when we are not spending time, you know, we're wasting our time with other things. And one of the main reasons that He gets jealous is because He knows the greatest way that we can have an abundant, amazing life is by living our lives for Him. And it hurts His heart, and it hurts Him. And you read it throughout the Word, whether it be the children of Israel or whether it be us Gentiles who have been saved through grace and faith in Him, that it breaks His heart when we turn away, because He knows. Jesus said, I've come to this world to give you life. To give it to you abundantly. And my fear is that so many of us believers, and I know this because I was one of these people for a long time, the prodigal son who was saved and yet missing out on that Spirit-filled life, missing out on that life that Jesus has for you, you know, life abundantly. And it's that paradox that Jesus talks about, that when we try to hold on to life, and when we try to hold on to our own dreams, we try to hold on to our own goals and things of this world, we're going to lose it. But He says, if you surrender and if you lose your life for my sake, that's when you'll find real life. That's when you'll find real joy. That's when you'll find real peace. So tonight, let's come before the Lord in prayer. So many decisions have to be made tonight. Let's bow our heads and let's pray. Lord God, for the ones that need strength, will you bring that tonight? For the ones who need wisdom, bring that tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, your word says that when we need wisdom, we should seek you and ask for it, that you are faithful. Lord, for the ones tonight that need forgiveness, Lord, will you help them to confess their sins to you, Lord? Lord, help us to turn from our sins and to follow you. Help us to receive the abundant life that you promise. Help us to receive the salvation that you offer, not because of our works, not because of anything we've ever done or ever could do, but because of what you have done for us, God. Help us to receive that wonderful gift. For you have not been saved by your works so that anyone can boast. You've been saved by grace through faith. It is a free gift of God. Receive that life tonight. Receive that salvation tonight. Receive that strength and that wisdom and that healing. Just lift up your hands and receive it from Him tonight. Lord, we lift up our hands and we worship You and we receive what Your Spirit has to give us tonight. Say, I receive it, Lord. Say, I receive it, Lord. As we sing to our Father.
There is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, love for the poor. There is mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus.
You just call me.
Take the solo, come on. The magical and the mysterious. Mr. David Carr! Oh, yeah. His partner in the rhythm section. Some people call him the Space Cowboy. No, they do. Behind your back, they don't. They do it. I like to call him the Ace of Bass. We all give a big, big warm welcome for Mr. Ty Anderson! My name is Mac. Everybody say, hey, Mac! On the keys. Hailing originally from Greenville, Illinois. Y'all give a big, big home state welcome on the keys, Mr. Scotty Wilbanks! Oh yeah, that sounds good, Scotty. I need my tambourine back for this one. I gotta
I gotta have a little extra energy for this one. Thank you. Good job taking my place for a minute there. The designated tambourine player over there. I've been playing music with this guy for over 20 years now.
Long time.
One thing that I've discovered about this man, well, first of all, the very first band that we ever played in together was not Third Day. That was the third or fourth band we played in together. The very first band we ever played in together, you might have heard of it, it was called the John McEachern High School Marching Band from Powder Springs, Georgia. We rocked it. Through the years being in rock bands together, the one thing I've discovered about this guy is that when I introduce him into the crowd, it's like, yay, and it's a cute little applause, that he plays kind of an okay guitar solo. Exactly. But if I introduce him, and the place just absolutely erupts louder than it has all day, and we've been watching, then he will play just the most amazing face-melting guitar solo that you've heard, perhaps all day. Now, Chicago, wait for it. I don't know, you might be a little too tired at this point. It's been a long day, you've heard some great music. Hold on. So it's up to you, we'll see what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, on the electric guitar, the professor of musicology, the doctor of rock and roll himself, can we give a big, big, warm welcome? Please do yourself a favor. Do me a warm, personal favor. Give a rounding applause, just a loud, loud applause for Dr. Mark Lee! Y'all, thank you so much. Have a great night. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
songs. I heard people saying one more song. Y'all just want one more, that's it? Maybe we'll do a couple more. Come on! I got to tell y'all, Chicago, you blown me away. This is probably, I'm not saying stuff that I say in every concert. These guys, they'll tell you. I don't say this. This is probably my favorite show all summer. You guys have been amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much. You have energy for one more song. Background singers, put those hands together now. We love you, Chicago. Thank y'all so much. We hope to see you next time, all right? 1, 2, 3, 4. I believe in God the Father. Almighty man. maker of heaven, maker of earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered on the cross as
y'all have a great night. Thank you.